So there is a idea that comes up over and over and over, and I just thought I would talk to it, this idea of what should be and what is. It's definitely in all the philosophical work I've looked at, but it comes up with my clients. It comes up with so many people in so many ways. And it's this concept of the conflict in our lives between the division of what should be and what is. Now, that might at first sound to you like, what is she talking about? But think about this, right? My day starts every day with a certain amount of energy depending on my sleep and exercise, right? And we burn through that energy with calories by whether we eat enough or sleep enough, right? But what about our emotional energy? When we spend our time thinking about the coworker that stole your idea, a parent that said something unsupportive, a teacher that gave a lower grade, and you're upset about what should have happened, what you believe should have happened, and what actually happened, right? The mental energy just gets sucked into this drain, this vortex of what you believe should have happened. So this person said something and you can't believe they said it. But in fact, they said it. They said something rude. They were offensive. Whatever it is, it was said. So spending a lot of time on what should have happened versus what did happen is where you end up losing an extreme amount of energy in your life, right? This is where you just burn through all of your beautiful energy that you could be spending on so many other incredible areas of your life. So catch yourself next time saying something that unfolded in front of you and you don't want to accept the realities of it, and you start to question what should have been versus what is. So I call this my emotional reality workout. You want to work out the difference between what should be and what is by first having awareness. Next time something occurs that you feel should have been otherwise, stop. Notice the emotion that's coming up within you, right? And your desire to elaborate this incredibly long narrative, right? It's just unbelievable. The emotional outrage, the sadness, right? Whatever it is that starts to come up within you. And each time you repeat the narrative, it gets stronger and stronger. And yet there's still no solution. So start with trying to avoid or at least notice that narrative. And if the narrative comes up, start using sentences around what is. For example, okay, I'm not happy that my neighbor said whatever this neighbor said, but what am I really going to do about that? Or my partner or spouse just said something super annoying or selfish or harsh, but what am I going to do with that information? In other words, the moment that stirs up an emotional narrative doesn't have to steal your day, your week, or even longer. It can be an opportunity to accept what is, say what you want, and move on. Then find personal clarity. Are you rehearsing your review because you're not sure how it should be? I mean, is this really just you searching and searching and searching for how you really feel about the situation instead of turning it around and saying, God, that neighbor said something, or, you know, my spouse said something and I'm really hurt about it. By repeating, how could they say this? Maybe it's avoiding understanding your true feelings about the situation. Fourth is no silent spinning. You're not allowed to just keep repeating this thing over and over. So if you notice yourself saying it 10 minutes later, an hour later, 2 hours later, rehearsing the whole story in your head, you've got to stop, focus on something else. If you don't know what you want to do about the situation, rehearsing it over and over doesn't get you any more clarity. Limit your focus to this subject by at least half, right? If you're spending a day worrying, try half a day. If you're spending an hour, try half an hour. Just try to like manage that precious energy that you're spending. And then take massive action on what is. Really, what is all we have. So, you know, let the world around you be as it is. And when faced with a difficult situation, just decide how you feel and what you want to do. Don't worry about what you think it should have been. You won't need those double lattes. You won't need an extra 8 hours of sleep. You will save so much energy, feel so rejuvenized, refocused, and filled with life and energy. So try it, see how it goes. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear on today's episode or any of the other episodes, go over to iTunes, drop a review, subscribe. Every little bit counts. Thanks so much.